Good morning, how do you do?
Hey, Matt.
Just want to talk about the boys in blue.
Hey, Matt.
Now that you've been here a year, what's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, Matt.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen and the lineup too?
Hey, Matt.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty wanna know.
Hey, Matt.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
That's right. It's that time again on a Wednesday at 9 a.m. where we have Royals manager Matt Cotrero. It is brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com, as we bring in that winning Royals manager, Matt Cotrero. How about win number one for you, sir, on the resume? It's got to feel pretty damn good on a Wednesday morning.
Well, it certainly does. To get that first one in a three-game series is huge. And the way we did it with the pitching was just outstanding. Mm-hmm. And both sides, I mean, Burns was awesome too. So to be able to scratch that run across with Michael getting the walk and the stolen base and Bobby driving him in, I mean, certainly didn't know it was going to be a 1-0 game, but it was intense. It was fun. The guys really enjoyed it and is happy to be in the spot we're in.
Yeah, you have an opportunity to put a cheese blanket over the Orioles today and end this thing in a 2-game series, right? You're laughing at that, but like I mean, this is the perfect opportunity to throw that slice of cheese on them, melt that thing, and get to New York and have an extra day.
Yeah, certainly the days off will be helpful if we're able to do that, but we know this is far from over. This is a really good team. They've been a good team for a few years now, and they have a lot of talented players, and we know it's not going to be easy, but we have Lugo going. You guys know how I feel about our team. Our guys are really resilient. They compete like crazy, and that's what you got to do in these playoff atmospheres.
Would you have pitched to Bobby yesterday if you were in the other dugout?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's early enough, you know, what was it, sixth inning?
Yeah.
You know, Burns was so good. I mean, so good. Maybe we squared up a couple balls. You know, Michael lined out. He was just outstanding. So you're going to have a ton of confidence in him in that scenario to get guys out. And, you know, Bobby, the first two at-bats, he got him popped up both times. So it didn't surprise me they were pitching to him. You know, maybe if it was when Bobby had been, you know, in one of those 7-for-9 streaks or something, maybe they would have thought differently. But I think that's also a benefit of getting Vinny back in the lineup, because you're thinking, all right, we got a guy behind him that could alter the game as well, and you don't want to get down by multiple runs.
Yeah, and Vinny back in the lineup, obviously, not, you know, a great day. What can you expect? I mean, he's been out since, you know, August, and coming back and seeing live pitching and all that. But I think, you know, having him back in the lineup obviously had to raise the spirits of everybody. Just kind of take us inside that clubhouse and what's it like to have him back and be able to be part of this thing.
Well, I feel really good for him, first and foremost, because of the work he's put in. I mean, you know, it was devastating for him the night that he got hurt, you know, in the midst of a really good run and you know, just the kind of year he was having, and, you know, it was demoralizing. So, but I give him a lot of credit, because that night, I mean, he said, you know, just keep winning, I'll get myself back, you know, and that's a great sentiment. But to put the work into it that he has, the dedication, because, you know, you see a lot of guys get hurt, and they usually go one of two ways, right? There's the feel sorry for yourself and kind of, well, that's it, you know, whatever. Or the alternative is what Vinny did and was like, you know, I'm going for it, man. I'm going to do everything I possibly can. You know, he was a great teammate during that time, and now he's, you know, fortunately for us and for him, he's back. And, you know, he knows there's risk involved, but he's putting it all out there and, you know, not taking for granted that you're going to get an opportunity to play in the playoffs every year of your career. You know, it's just not that simple. And he's embracing that.
I want to ask kind of an inside baseball question. I was talking to somebody in another organization the other day, and they were saying there's this, I don't know if it's new, I don't even know if you guys have this, where you can now basically use a pitching machine, but on the screen behind it, it's the pitcher that's going to pitch against you that day, and you can actually dial up their pitches and start taking batting practice like you're facing that dude. Is that something that you guys use? And if so, is that something that can help these guys kind of get back quicker instead of, you know, wasting that time down in the minor leagues like we see?
Well, there is that machine. We don't currently have it. I think we have it slated for next year. It's a great technology. There have been things very similar to that over the course of the last 10, 15 years or so that all simulate game action. It wouldn't do us any good in this scenario because you can't travel with it. It's not on the road with you. It's something that you can only have at home. This is the first year that the league okayed that teams could use it in game. So if we have it in our cage next season, we'll be able to hit off, you know, whoever the reliever that's coming in or whatever. But previous years with this machine, it's only been around a couple of years. You could only use it, prior to the game or the day before, all that kind of stuff. You couldn't use it in game. So it's still evolving. They're still working through the technology. It is quite remarkable. I saw it last year at the winter meetings. But there's always a new gadget, new technique, new machine that comes out year after year. And there's been different things that everyone hails as the answer. But I'll tell you what, hitting's hard. It doesn't matter what kind of technology you have. There's a huge mental component to hitting, and that one-on-one competition with the opposing pitcher is really what it boils down to.
Matt, I want to bring up this because yesterday in a 1-0 game, maybe the average baseball watcher would say, what a boring game. I would say the opposite. It was very intense, very enjoyable to watch, obviously with the outcome. But you can look at Michael Garcia, you can look at Cole Reagans, maybe having the conversation with you when he comes out with the calf tightness or that sort of thing. And then there's the play that Salvador Perez, there's a C on his jersey for a reason. And he's done it multiple times this year, trots out to Urseg and has a conversation. And then, you get out of that jam in the ninth and win the game. And I really feel, Matt, that was the game right there. That was where it was wholesome. You had your captain go to your pitcher and say, hey, just be you and trust us and we'll get through this.
Yeah, well, it's a great observation. Yeah, I think that was a huge spot in the game. And, you look at the whole day yesterday, Cole Reagans never pitched in a postseason game. Then you get Sam Long, Chris Bubich, and Lucas Ersig. None of those guys had ever been in that situation before, on the road in a tough environment against a really good team. The one person that had been in that environment is Salvi. And he understood the gravity of the moment. He understood maybe the emotions that Lucas was going through, and rightfully so. But we know that Lucas, if he throws the ball near the plate, he's going to get out. And that's one of the things that's been so impressive about him is getting the efficient outs that he has. And yesterday he had to work a little bit harder, the one walk and then a couple deep counts. But we certainly have all the confidence in the world in him to be in that spot. And Salvi is part of the reason for that because we know that he can guide guys through it.
Talking with Matt Quatrero here on 96.5 The Fan. The other observation for me, obviously, was removing Cole Reagans from that game. How's he doing?
He'll be fine. Yeah, it was, he came by, I didn't know he was cramping. His sixth inning was phenomenal. And I said, you're good, just kind of joking with him, like you're going back out there. And then he called me down the tunnel and just said, I felt it those last two batters. We've been through this before. Those cramps don't resolve themselves instantly, right? So he probably could have gone out there and maybe started the inning. But the worst thing we could have done was bring somebody in with trouble. Much rather get somebody a clean inning. But he's going to be completely fine. It wasn't a major thing. It wasn't something that, was a long-lasting issue. Hopefully we move on and he'll be ready to pitch his next game.
And he'll be Saturday night if you guys move on, obviously, right?
Well, that would be 3 days rest. So we'll have to figure that out. I haven't moved on yet.
Oh, I have.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you can. That's not my job to move on yet.
I know. That's why I was like, hey, he's probably going to tell us, nah, we don't know. We're not ready to move on yet. But I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to take on the Yankees. Another team, like Matt, and I'm just going to be quite honest here with you. I can't figure out why the Orioles have been a favorite over you guys in this series. I can't figure out, if you advance, which you will, why the Yankees will be a favorite over you guys in that series. You guys have a three-headed monster at that starting staff with Lugo and Waka and Reagans that I think matches up with anybody in baseball, maybe one of the best three-headed monsters in all of baseball. As long as those guys are going, I believe you got a chance to win this whole thing because pitching is so paramount during this time of year.
Well, for sure it is. I mean, there's no secret to winning baseball games is having good pitching, and we do, and that's part of the reason we're in the spot we're in, a big part of it. But, you know, I mean, there's nobody that's going to pick us to be a favorite over those teams. And winning, you know, Yankees won the most games in the American League. Orioles were second in that division with, I don't know how many, 90 something wins. So they're going to be favored. They won 100 games last year. It's, you know, more of a, you know, a household name type of team, I guess, so to speak. But, you know, that's okay. I mean, it doesn't make any difference who's favored.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that does for you is it gets you home field advantage, which can be big at times. But if you're playing good baseball, it doesn't matter where you play.
Yeah, and that's why I was like asking everybody, like, why is Baltimore favored? What are we looking at here? What am I missing? Sometimes you miss, like, what's in front of you. And I'm like, nah, this team is good. The Royals are going to be just fine against the Baltimore Orioles. Same type of lineup today? Are you rolling out the same lineup that we saw yesterday?
Pretty close, yeah. Maybe a couple different things, but yeah. Reagans won't pitch today. So
there you go. Even though he only threw 80 yesterday, you got to bring him back. I mean, Madison Bumgarner, this thing up, right? Vinny back in the lineup today?
Yep. Yeah. As long as he's healthy today, he'll be back in there. Yeah.
Perfect. Awesome. All right. Well, next time we talk to you, you'll be going for a sweep of the Yankees at home in the first home playoff game in 9 years. No pressure.
Okay. You are way out in front of me, but that's okay. That's your job.
That's exactly right.
He's already put a cheese blanket on New York, man.
Yeah, I did. And it's going to be blue cheese too, Skip, okay? Because of the Royals. See what I'm doing there? I like that a lot. So go get him today. We'll talk to you from New York, and then we'll see you back here next week as we go for the sweep.
Okay. Take care.
You got it.